Alrighty, well, here we are. It's long weekend audio time. We're like,
wait. Hi, everybody!
Yay!
Woo!
Woo!
Karen's in my chair!
I'm moving!
But you were in my chair!
Oh!
Yeah, it's my. I don't know what to do!
I almost knocked over the table!
When Karen's are in my chair.
Yeah.
You were in my chair, dude. That screws with the whole, like, symmetry of everything, and synergy and symmetry and...
Right.
I don't know.
Okay.
Any simimimimimu words that might apply.
Oh, this is getting off to a roaring start.
Oh, hell yeah. Mm. We're doing great.
Yeah.
Welcome to... It's Labor Day weekend. This is September the 1st, 2012. It's long weekend audio for the Labor Day weekend of 2012. Welcome to the vomitcomet.org World HQ... patio balcony thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The skybox.
The skybox, as we like to call it.
Yes.
That's what the shoe thief, who you've heard on a previous audio, christened it.
Yes.
So it is now the skybox forevermore.
Yes.
For all time. And lo, it did come to pass.
So.
Anyways, as ever, this here Vomit Comet audio is brought to you by the good folks at Skynet Communications. You can find them on Twitter at Skynet CA. That's SKYNET CA. No underlines or crap like that.
Yes.
Same as their hosting. They'll just tell you what they have and they'll put you on a server. It's easy.
For sure.
Contact them.
Yes.
They're good folk. Anyway, on with the audio. Why are we here, Karen?
It's a long story.
Yeah, it is, and I'm gonna let you explain it because we're gonna play a game today.
Called?
What's the game called?
What's in the bag?
That's right, it's called What's in the Bag. I'm your host, Steve, and this is the other host, who you would maybe call a co-host,
yeah.
But she's just as hosty and mosty as I am.
Yeah.
It's Karen!
So,
hi, Karen!
Oh my god, okay.
What?
That's ridiculous.
Well, it is. Aren't most game shows ridiculous?
This is true.
Yeah, this is true. Most All game
right.
shows are ridiculous. So,
what's in the bag?
Anyways, Karen, why don't you explain what this game is, and I'll go get the bag.
All right, we'll just do that.
Tell everybody why we have a bag.
Well, one day I was walking around the mall buying some...
One day in...
April.
Yes, April.
This is important.
April, everybody. This is September. I'm scared.
One day in April...
Really, really scared.
One day in April, I was walking around the mall... And this woman comes up to me randomly and just goes, here, have some Easter stuff.
Have a bag, she said.
I'm like, I don't even know you. I was just trying to find the food court, and you just handed me a random bag of
here,
Easter stuff. And I'm like thinking, yeah, candy from strangers, that's a good idea. So I took it home, but I didn't know what to do with it, so I just left it. And we kept looking at it, wondering what the hell, was in the bag.
What's in the bag?
So, because Steve is wacky as all hell.
Steve's an idiot.
He's decided
everybody.
He wants to open the bag and eat what's
in the bag!
Yes, okay, let me describe this bag, everybody. It's a nice bag. It was a much nicer bag back 5 months ago when it came into our lives. It's
bag.
A little wrinkly now.
Poor bag.
But it's that sort of bag, that material, that clear sort of stuff that's, you know, wrapped around, you know, I don't know, flowers or maybe that fancy chocolate that you get sometime, like those chocolate bouquets kind of thing. So, and if I could describe the bag, it looks like there's a very tall Easter sort of bunny or something in here. And it looks like it has... two or three testicles and possibly a breast tumor. That's what this bag looks like. But that's what it looks like.
But we have no
idea. We're about to find out what is actually going on here. I'm going to open this up and we are going to discover
what's in the bag!
There's a ribbon on top, everybody. We have a ribbon on top. I'm going to open this. And I'm going to see what's in it. Wow, I can't get this open. It's more than a ribbon.
Oh.
And, wow. That's not a ribbon at all. It's actually one of those, not a twist tie, but like a plastic, it's like a plastic version of a twist tie.
Right.
And it fell onto my scrotarium area.
Right.
When I opened this. So we'll put that down here.
Yeah,
hear that. It's not a twist tie, but it's like a plastic clip.
All right.
So that's open. Wow. They put that on there, but yet it didn't actually hold the bag closed.
Oh, fail.
The bag was actually shut itself. Oh, wow. This smells like chocolate.
Whoa.
Okay, the first thing I pull out of the bag is, in fact, what looks like a giant...
bunny.
Easter bunny.
With rather strange lumps in the middle
of it. Yeah, its head is flat as if it's been run over by something. Maybe a greyhound bus. And then it's got some bulbous...
bouffant?
A bulbous bouffant.
No.
A bulbous area. Oh, it's hollow, and it looks like part of it is either crushed or melting.
Oh, dear.
This could be fun.
Oh, dear.
Let's set that aside for the moment. We'll set that there. And there's more things.
But wait,
in the
there's
bag.
More.
There are 6 chocolate eggs.
Oh my god.
Yeah, see, there are chocolate eggs because, of course, as we all know, bunnies lay eggs.
Yeah, that really messed me up as a kid.
Yeah, it should mess everybody up. Now, we've got the bag open. That's done. Let me grab that thing and let me grab this plastic clip bag. I'll put that in my pocket. We'll put that in the garbage. Now, since we're here because Steve is an idiot, what am I eating? Am I eating one of these 6 eggs? Or am I going to open this bunny that is wrapped in some kind of foil? And am I going to eat a piece of that?
I don't know.
If I eat some, maybe I'll make you eat some too.
Yeah, I think so.
And if I have an egg, then maybe you're having an egg.
Right,
but I should go first, because if one of us dies, it should be me, because you're more worthwhile.
No.
So, what are we doing? Are we doing eggs?
We'll each do an egg.
Or bunny? Are you sure?
Yes.
How about I do an egg first? I'm going to do an egg first.
Dude.
No, I'm going to do this first, because this is how this works.
Dude.
No, this is how we play...
What's in the bag?
All right. I'm opening this. I don't know if you can hear it.
Trixie's looking at us like,
there's
you guys
foil just popping off this thing.
Fucking tree.
Some of it, I don't know. Hopefully, yeah, there's a lot of foil here. There we go. Got some of this. It smells good. I mean,
this is
it doesn't
good.
Smell like it's broken. Uh-huh. Yeah, it smells nice. Let's see what's here. I'll take a bite off the top.
He's a brave soul.
Well, it's not a cream egg.
Okay.
It's hollow.
All right, then.
Mmm.
Interesting.
Yeah. It's a hollow egg. I've eaten one.
All right.
And I didn't die.
Woohoo!
See, this is the thing. These are almost the size of cream eggs, but not quite. They're a little thinner.
Mmm.
So it's like a cream egg that somebody licked all the fucking cream out of.
Yuck.
So yummy, everyone.
Mmm.
So now Karen's going to have one.
So I'm trying to open
one. Let's make sure she doesn't die.
I won't die.
So I imagine this bunny here is probably hollow, too.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, I just almost put my finger through its back again.
So you just be careful. He's got melty spots.
He does, yeah.
Poor bunny. We need to give him to Matt because he likes to kill bunnies. Like from Easter Bunny post.
Oh, yeah, post from 2003 right there.
Yeah.
Or was it 04?
I think it was.
Yeah, it was 04.
Who wants to kill a cute little bunny?
Yeah, that one wasn't little, though.
No.
This one is little. This one you could break no problem.
His bunny was a different beast.
Uh-huh. So you're going to have an egg now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're not bad.
No, they're all right.
Yeah, they're really not bad at all. Do you want me to take your stuff there?
So I guess the Stone Road Mall lady didn't have it in for me.
Yet. Because we still have not gone through everything that is in the bag. There's more. There's still this bunny. We haven't tried the bunny. We've tried the eggs. Maybe we're playing Easter roulette. Do we dare open the bunny, or do you want another egg?
Mm-hmm.
There are 4 eggs left. See? Mm-hmm. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. And there's this bunny.
I guess for the sake of not being boring, we should
probably... Should we open the bunny?
Open the bunny.
Okay.
Because, I mean, yeah, eating a bunch of eggs.
And open the bunny.
Let's open the bunny.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It smells like coconuts.
Ooh.
Yeah, it smells like a coconut bunny.
Ooh.
Are there coconuts in the bag?
What's in the bag?
The bag. Yeah, I tried to break its head off and I shattered it. Oh boy.
Oh no.
All right.
It's a Corral bunny.
Let's see what we Yeah, it pretty much is. Let's see what we have here. Hmm. Okay. Yeah. It's like coconut chocolate. Here.
Ooh, dude.
Here. Karen, it's broken enough.
All right, let's just take a piece here. Nom.
Yeah. It's not bad.
Dude. I'm sorry, Stone Road Mall Lady.
I'm not. I wouldn't have trusted it either. That's why you needed me. That's why you needed your trusty...
Like, why would you give somebody a gift wrap bag of stuff? Just randomly.
I don't know, because you were just sitting in
the
food
court. All I said was, excuse me, where's the... I don't know, Timmy's.
All right, do you want to finish this bunny?
Sure.
Oh, here's some pieces there on the table. I will shatter the rest of this. There you go.
So,
it's all shattered.
I just said, excuse me, where's Timmy's?
Uh-huh.
And she said...
In the mall.
Yeah. Oh, you seem like such a sweet lady. Here's a bag of Easter stuff.
Did she have a bag of Easter stuff just waiting to give to some sweet person?
Yeah. I don't know.
Or you
I hope
something.
I didn't just rip off her grandkids. Mm-hmm. This was from my grandson, but you can have it, you poor blind one.
Maybe her grandkids were shitheads.
Maybe. I don't know.
You know, and they didn't deserve this.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
It was all wrapped up, and I'm like, that's just weird.
Yeah, take what you want. We're going to eat this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, well, if you don't hear us... hear from us again. It means that this stuff wasn't as safe as we thought. But if you do hear from us again, it means that we were not killed by...
What's in the bag?
And while we're talking about candy, I want to show you guys something. Let me... I'm going to go inside momentarily.
All right.
Talk to the people, Karen, just about how lovely that chocolate is, or maybe how the weather is, or some such thing.
All right.
Well, I'll be back in a moment.
Alrighty. Yeah. Yeah, because you haven't heard from me much in the last few months, because I fail at blogging a lot. I mean, I think if people came to the blog now, they'd be like, yeah, the Steve blog, you know, with all the jokes and the cool stories, and who the hell's Karen, and why did he let her on the blog? Ew. We probably would have done audio in August, but my uncle had to go and die, so we kind of didn't
end up... Why do you have to go and do that and fuck up the audio?
No.
Damn it, uncle. Why did you have to go die when we were planning to do audio? You fucking killjoy.
Or shouldn't have said it like that. I just mean...
Yeah, my uncle had to go and die when we wanted to do audio.
Well, we were going to have a nice relaxing weekend, and then Mom's like, yeah.
She's like, yeah, about that nice relaxing weekend.
I got good news and bad news. Bad news. You got... Yeah.
There's no work for
you. Your uncle just passed away. Oh, my God. Yeah, I was not expecting that.
Would you like an egg?
Sure.
We just had a lovely supper, by the way.
So what were you thinking when you went inside? You said something about speaking of candy?
I was going to show everybody something.
All right.
Something ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. You know, everybody can probably relate to this. You know, you go to bed at night. Maybe some of you go to bed in the day. So maybe to some of you it's a noon snack. But to most of us it's a midnight snack. You wake up in the night after you've been sleeping for maybe an hour or two. And something seems unsettled. Something just doesn't seem right. Something's missing. And you're not quite sure what it is, but you think you know where it is. So you sneak down the hall, perhaps down the stairs, if you have stairs. And you're very quiet about it because you don't want to wake anyone in your home. Maybe you have a girlfriend. Maybe you have a wife. Maybe you have a giant family. Maybe your in-laws are staying over. Maybe you live with your parents because you're 50 and you're a dork. I don't know. But whatever happens, you sneak down that hall. You quietly go down those stairs. And you think to yourself, I need a midnight snack. Or a noon snack, if you work a graveyard shift. Which is a bad thing to work if you're an after-hours doctor. I hope there's a better name for it than graveyard shift, because that implies negative patient care outcome. But anyway, you're down there, and you're looking around. Some people, they go for crackers. Some people, they want some chips. Sometimes it's cookies. Sometimes, maybe it's candy. Candy like this thing of Jujubes I have here. And you want to be very quiet about it. You don't know why you need it, but you know you need it. And you know you need it to be quiet. Because, hey, you don't want anyone to hear that you're going for an unhealthy midnight, you know, snack. You don't want anyone to know. You don't want to wake anybody up. They're sleeping. You're trying to be a considerate housemate. So you reach into that pantry, or onto that counter, into that cupboard, and you grab that container of Jujubes, and you quietly, very slowly, just like this, you pull it out, and you set it down on the counter. And you reach for it, and you don't hit the microphone, because, of course, there's no
microphone to hit.
On your counter, but there is on our outside table here. But you quietly reach for the lid and you gently grab a hold of the lip and you quietly prepare to enjoy your snack. You reach for the lid, you ever so gently remove the lid to eat the goodness that lies within. What in the hell is that?
So much for all the quiet.
So much for the quiet. We bought these. We were at Walmart the other day. Mm-hmm. And they had candy on special. They had, like, you know, peach rings, Jujubes, all these different things. They said they had gummy candy, but I think they were all out because I was going to go for some gummy worms. But as it was, I had to get Jujubes. And I bought Karen some peach rings while I was there because she loves those. Mm-hmm. And both things, you cannot sneak a few bites because you go to, yeah, I'm just going to have a quick bite here. I'm going to have a Jujube or two.
Oh, that wasn't.
It's like, it's so low.
I know. I keep scaring
it's
peach.
It's so loud.
Whenever I go to get peach rings, I'm like,
and you do it from, like, the other end of our house.
And I hear Steve go, ah!
What was that? Oh, it's peach rings.
It's peach rings.
You cannot sneak any of these.
Yeah.
If you wanted to, you cannot do it. It can't be done.
No.
And who did that? Was it, like, the, like some weight loss center? Did Harvey Brooker, like, get a hold of some people? We'll talk about him in another audio.
I was gonna say, Harvey
up.
Brooker, now there's another audio. But
Yes. But no, we'll talk about him in one coming up. But who decided this? Was it like a Jenny Craig, Harvey Brooker? I don't know. Who else does the weight loss stuff nowadays? Because I know Jenny Craig still. I don't know. Weight Watchers. Is Nutrisystem still around? What about Slim Fast?
I don't know.
Remember the Slim Fast?
Mm-hmm.
I actually knew somebody who took that stuff. Oh, and it was seriously like drinking boxes. They let me try one.
Yeah.
I didn't get Slim and it was not fast.
And I bet you it was disgusting.
Yeah. And I love the part of the Slim Fast ads back in the day where they were like, you know, have a shake for breakfast, a delicious shake for lunch, and then a sensible meal
for
dinner.
Dinner.
Yeah, like the people who would try this are eating sensibly at all. But anyway, who did this? It's like the fat ass alarm. You cannot have a midnight snack on peach rings or Jujubes. It's like you sneak downstairs and
yeah.
You can hear that from, like, 20 miles away.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm sure the kids in the pool can hear it down there.
I'm sure they can.
I'm sure they
could. Maybe I should throw some jujubes at them. I'm going to say, hey, I'm having a snack, everybody. How you doing?
Try to find the black ones in here.
No, the black. Okay. All right. Okay. Jujubes. I like jujubes. I really do. I really enjoy them. They're very good. That's why I bought a metric fuck ton of them. Who decided, and not only with jujubes, okay, who decided with the jujubes that every third one you pull out of the goddamn thing had to be a black one? The black ones are awful. And they don't even fit. I think the same thing with jelly beans or any of those things where, like, there's black licorice in with all these fruit candies.
Yeah.
Who invented that?
Yeah.
And what was his problem that day?
Yeah.
Because he could not have been in a good mood when he does this. Because black licorice is terrible.
Ugh.
It's awful. And it's like, yeah, okay, let's have all these nice, pleasant fruit flavors. Let's. Oh, I know. Yeah, some lemon, some lime, some cherry. Maybe we'll put some grape in there. Hey, how about some strawberry? Yeah, maybe some raspberry. Maybe we'll have some tropical, you know, fruit flavors. Maybe some pineapple. Black licorice.
Yeah.
It sticks out like a sore thumb. You know what it is? The black licorice is like eating fruit in a pleasantness, and then you get a black licorice, and it's like, you just pull the lid off, and it's like that big sound that you weren't expecting and do not want. Whose idea was that? Whoever you are, I hate you. And I hope something bad happened to you. I don't know what to sentence you to. I sentence you to a life of black licorice and Coors Light.
Ew.
Just the two of the worst things on the planet. And maybe shrimp.
Fuck shrimp. Fuck wings and noodle.
God, I hate shrimp. If you're going to put shrimp in a meal, everybody,
yeah,
make sure I know about it. Shrimp is awful. I'm not allergic to shrimp, but I might as well be. Karen loves the stuff.
Yeah.
So I picked all the shrimp out of my food and gave it to her, so it was okay. But it really hindered my enjoyment of what I was trying to eat. I had some nice Singapore noodles. They were like, you know, curry noodles. They had some chicken and vegetables.
Veggies.
And they were really good, but they had these shrimp scattered through them. Why would you do that and not tell me?
I know. All they said, they didn't even say
tell
what was
me.
In it. They're just like, your choice of mild or spicy.
Yeah.
So we had no idea what was even coming in the noodles.
Yeah, shrimp is like... That's the new thing for, like, bad stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I bet you all the jujubes that are left in here, because I've had this thing for
like
about a week.
They sound awful rock hardish.
No, there's just not as many in here anymore, because I've had it for a week.
Yeah.
And I've just been picking away at them.
Yep.
I bet you everyone in there is a fucking black one, dude. I bet you, because that's my luck. If I didn't die from
what's
in the bag, I'll die from the black jujubes. That's just how it works.
Oh, gosh.
Anyways, are we done here?
I think so.
Are we? You don't have anything else to talk about?
Nothing
food or candy related? Should I eat another egg and make sure we don't die? Because then we're even. Then we have two eggs left, and after those two eggs, the bag is gone.
The bag is gone.
All right.
Sure.
I'm going to open this, and I'm going to eat this egg.
I think there's one more egg, right?
Nope. There are two.
Oh, there are two.
One for each of us.
Oh, okay.
Would you like another egg?
Sure.
Oh, good. There's only one ahead of me.
Burr?
Way to go. Then I have to eat the last one. My voice sounds funny. Almost like the guy from ZZ Top doing The Grange.
Yeah, well.
Anyway.
So, yeah, I guess the lady in the mall didn't have it out for me. I wasn't sure what the hell. Yeah.
It might be slow acting.
Maybe. I'm not sure.
If one of us dies, if the other one is still alive and can crawl to a keyboard, we'll let you know. But that's all from here.
Yeah.
Okay.
You enjoyed our goofiness.
Yeah. This is your first weekend audio. Probably not your last.
No.
You ate your last egg, right? I might as well eat mine.
Yep.
Then the thing is gone. Do we have anything else to talk about?
Mm-hmm.
Right now?
I was hoping the bag would be funnier, but...
I'm just glad I'm still alive. I was nervous.
You didn't have to do it.
Yeah, I did.
Why?
Because you weren't going to do it. Somebody had to do it. Somebody had to figure out...
What's
in the bag?
Yeah.
But if it wasn't me, nobody would have done it. So,
you're a goof.
There we go.
Yeah.
We now know.
Yes.
Oh, and before we sign off, let me just say a mild and quiet, pleasant to you all.
Yes. Later.
Bye.
Bye.
Say goodbye to everybody, Karen.
Bye to everybody, Karen. Woo! Hee!